Jason Gay is a sports columnist at the Wall Street Journal, which seems like a pretty fair gig, but he dreams of hosting a sports radio show called Don't Fly Off the Handle Like a Lunatic, or so he has recently written. Jason, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I'm a little under the weather, so apologize for this scratchy voice I got here.
No apology necessary. As you see it, how would Don't Fly Off the Handle Like a Lunatic be different from other sports radio shows?
Well, you know, Bill, it occurred to me deep into writing this column, which really is a reaction to what I see as just the extreme opinion making that happens in the world of sports. But it occurred to me that we need a radio program where people listen, where people sort of take a deep breath, where people don't fly off the handle like a lunatic. And it occurs to me it's your show. That's your show, Bill. And so you probably read this column and said, excuse me, I have the patent on this thing. What is this guy talking about?
Well, I read the column and laughed all the way through. Your enthusiasm for Don't Fly Off the Handle Like a Lunatic is tempered, however, by your skepticism. Is this just because without people flying off the handle as if they were lunatics, there wouldn't be enough to talk about on these shows?
Well, I think, Bill, you and Only a Game have successfully found the only non-lunatic sports radio audience that exists in America. You have cultivated it. You've grown it. It's yours. But the rest of it is a pretty bleak landscape. We know that. Just flipping around the dial, I was in the car last night driving home, and the outrage that exists around such banal topics as RG3, is he done? Derrick Rose, is he done? College football playoff, what are we going to do? Bill, it's the fourth week of November. We don't know. We don't have this thing locked down yet.
I think this cold that you're getting over is really helping you to come across as a lunatic who's flying off the handle calling into one of these shows.
I think so. This kind of voice, this is like a two-pack Camel unfiltered old-school CBS News voice, right? Brilliant.
Who's more at fault for the high volume on sports call-in shows, the hosts or the callers?
It's you, Bill. You're the problem. I mean, I think it's sort of one of those things that you get this little carrot and stick routine going where you scream and you yell and you say ridiculous things and you say a quarterback should be benched and you say a coach should be fired and you say a franchise should be moved. It's an electric opinion that drives attention and theoretically at least drives ratings. But the problem is there's just such a national sameness to it. And there's no room for careful consideration. I think that someone, you know, let's take the New England Patriots. End of September.
They were finished. Everybody knew it. They were done. Get rid of Brady.
Bill, Tom Brady. Is it Jimmy time? That was a conversation.
No. Your article provides numerous examples of people who have flown off the handle and gotten it all wrong. For example, the people calling for Bill Belichick's head 2 weeks or 3 weeks into the Patriots season. Do people who fly off the handle ever get it right?
Let's take a very current example, which is the Robert Griffin III conundrum in Washington. Mm-hmm. Why I am hearing on the hour updates about the quarterback situation for a 3-8 football team, I have no idea.
Because there's time to fill.
At the same time, you know, there's mounting evidence that he might not be the guy that people thought he was. And you have this, what clearly seems to be a developing schism with the coach, Jay Gruden. So that might be a case where the screamers have it right. He might not be the guy. But I don't like the way that we've gotten to this point. Mm.
You express some worry in your article that the show that you propose would get lower ratings than a show titled Talkin' Ultimate Frisbee with Turtles and Ferrets. Do you have any idea how many people in the Ultimate Frisbee community you've alienated with that assertion?
Well, especially the turtle and ferret-based Ultimate Frisbee community. I've really alienated those folks, and I'll probably never get them back. Look, I know all about Ultimate Frisbee, Bill. I know people are passionate about it. I get it completely. What I was saying, Bill, was that there is such a deeply passionate audience that that audience would easily eclipse my idea for a rational sports show, not unlike yours.
Do you think we should change our name from Only a Game to Talk an Ultimate Frisbee with Turtles and Ferrets?
Or just add a couple of exclamation points.
That's
Only
it.
A Game, exclamation, exclamation.
Jason Gay attempts to revolutionize sports radio for the Wall Street Journal, and you can link to his article titled Sports Lunacy versus Sports Calm at Talkin' Ultimate Frisbee. I'm sorry, I had only a game.org. Jason, thank you for speaking with me.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good one.